Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm Rob Leatherwood, subbing for Scott Allison. I've got Commissioner Rick Bacon with us today. How are you, Commissioner?
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. We really appreciate it. So tell me a little bit about your precinct.
Precinct 3 runs from U.S. 67 North all the way over to U.S. 67 South on the west side of the county. We've got the entire northwest corner, includes Buffalo Heights, Highland Range, the Bluffs, Grape Creek, Water Valley, Carlsbad, all the way over to Quail Valley, and then into the Paul Ann Addition over in the city. So pretty good area.
Oh, for sure. I was looking at the map this morning, and would I be correct if I said you have the biggest precinct?
I think so. Yeah. I probably have the most populated precinct as far as county population as well. So
you probably hear from lots of people then.
Stay pretty busy, but that's good. I like it. It's been great. I've really enjoyed being commissioner, and I enjoy doing what I do.
Well, what made you want to run for commissioner?
Well, personally, I feel like that it was just a calling. I felt like the opportunity was presenting itself, and really did pray about it and felt like the Lord was directing my path in that direction. And he saw me through two elections in 1 year, and it's worked out great, and was able to run this year unopposed for another 4 years. So I get to keep doing this for four more years, and I'm glad to do it.
Well, we're happy you're here. So what would you say is your accomplishment you're most proud of over your time so far?
Well, of course, we just recently received word from FEMA that we're going to have a map revision and a floodplain area on the north side of town. It's called the Green Acres Addition in the city limits, and then it covers North Concho Lake Estates, which runs up north along Grape Creek Road between Grape Creek Road and U.S. 87. Probably about 1,200 acres identified as a floodplain.
That's a lot.
A lot of area.
That's like an incredible area.
And gotten a lot of phone calls from people living in that area that never seen it flood, wondered why it was called a floodplain. They actually had what's called a floodway identified down through there. So a little over 2 years ago, we got a engineer in here that indicated to us that he felt like we could get some positive results if we hired him to do that. He had dealt with FEMA before, knew the drill, and worked it out, and so we were glad to report that we've got a successful revision. Didn't completely get rid of the floodplain, but it's going to have some significant changes.
Well, my parents live in Brady, and they have some property around Brady in McCullough County, and it's always like they're always hearing that it might be put into a floodplain, and my dad always says, if this floods, you better start looking for Noah in the ark.
Right.
Because like, it's just not going to happen.
We had some similar conversations with residents out in this area of Tom Green County and San Angelo as well, because they've said the same thing. They said, you know, back in May of 15, when we had the super heavy rains, North Concho Lake flood, or not North Concho River, actually flooded, had some significant flooding all through that river. Didn't have any reports of any flooding over in that area of the county. So very significant, very flat area. We were able to do the get some good surveys with the new technology, and identified the levels, and had some good accomplishments. We eliminated the floodplain, or actually eliminated the floodway, and that's the most expensive part of flood insurance. If you're in what's called classified a floodway, you pay a top premium for those insurance premiums. So we're excited about that. It's probably about 340 acres of floodway that was eliminated, completely eliminated.
Well, I mean, if it's in the floodplain, too, I mean, it kind of makes that area just totally undevelopable.
Exactly.
No one's going to insure it.
Exactly. There was one area, it's called the West Fork of Lake Creek, was the actual term that they used, and we've eliminated that, and that was an area that's been undeveloped, and so now it's open up, and it'll be able to be developed because there's not even a floodplain listed there now. We were able to eliminate it completely. So we actually eliminated about 350 acres of floodplain through this, and then it also changed the elevation, where it actually raised everyone's houses about a foot from the previous floodplain map. And so when this all comes about, it's going to be significant for almost a large majority of the residents out there.
Well, I mean, like what you're talking about, the flood insurance is just astronomically expensive. So the work that you've done, you've probably saved hundreds of people hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right. We mailed out approximately 400 letters to the property owners that are affected in this floodplain. And so the majority of those are going to be affected. Fortunately for a handful, they were completely removed out of the floodplain. The other significant thing is that even though we didn't get rid of the floodplain completely, raising the elevation makes a big difference, because you may have had homes that may have been 8 or 10 inches inside the floodplain, and now with that additional 12 inches, that removes, that takes them out of it. There's a thing called the letter of map amendment that an individual property owner can file with FEMA, and if you do what's called a elevation certificate, surveyors can do that, and if they identify that you're outside of that floodplain, then you can actually amend the map with your lot. And so it's significant in that they'll have that opportunity now in a lot of areas.
How has working with FEMA been? Because I always hear mixed reviews on that.
It's exasperating.
Yeah.
Tedious, to say the least.
Sure.
We filed the application in August of 2014, and it took us until October of 2016 to actually get come to an agreement with them on the change. And so now we're in the process of waiting for them to complete the revision. Probably be waiting at least another 6 months, unfortunately, before we actually have the paperwork in mm-hmm. hand that residents can take with them and get rid of either their flood insurance or flood reduce their premiums.
Thank you so much for doing that. We're going to take a quick break, hear from some sponsors, and we'll be right back with Commissioner Bacon just after these messages. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Rob Leatherwood, here with Commissioner Rick Bacon. Thank you for being here, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Well, we were just talking over the break. Walk me through the process of building in a floodway.
Well, there are basically two designations. When you look at a FEMA floodplain map, and it identifies what they call floodway, which if you have in the event of a heavy rain event, water would actually be flowing just like in a river. And so they identify the floodway, and then the outer banks of that kind of develop into what's called the floodplain. And so if you're in a floodway, there's absolutely no way you can build in that. You can't get enough insurance. They're not going to let you do anything. You can't get a septic tank put in that area. So
it makes it undevelopable.
If you're in a floodplain, you can get a certificate from an engineer that basically says you're not going to displace that water and you can build your house up. But there again, you're still in the floodplain, so you're still going to pay flood insurance.
Yep.
It doesn't remove that requirement. And it also will increase the cost of your septic tank because you've got to do special things because
sure.
it's in that floodway. So it's pretty significant if you can not be in a floodplain at all.
Well, I'm sure that's right. Well, let me ask you this. What else is going on in the county?
Well, we're building a new jail,
trying to build
a new county detention facility, and we're just past the 65% review on the construction documents for that, and we're hoping within the next few months that we'll be actually turning some dirt. We're building it out on Highway 67, where the 67-277 interchange is.